There you go.
We're going to get going. Call me to order at 8:35. This meeting is being recorded and we are in public session of the Compliance Committee of the Board of Accountancy. We should do a roll call, yes. I am Haley Lyons, Committee Chair.
Angie Hadford, Legal Counsel.
Kimberly Fast, Executive Director.
Joel Parks, Board Staff.
Julie Nadeau, Board Staff.
Joe Sullivan, Committee Member.
Greg Rogers, Committee Member.
Sean Wallace, Committee Member.
Bryce Willenberger, Committee Member.
Al Krakenberg, Committee Member.
Teresa Gagan, Staff.
Anthony Tron, Staff.
Stuart Warren, Board Liaison.
Brian Harding, Committee Member.
Great. So we have some new people here today, which is great. Welcome. Hopefully Teresa was not as forthcoming with all of the information you had received so that you agreed to join us on this committee. the way that, kind of just for your purposes, the way that we run through the meetings is we start in public session. That's going to be the pink agenda. Go through any items on there, and then we convene into executive session. We will then have the investigators do a quick summary of the case that we have all received ahead of time, ideally, and reviewed. At that point, if we have any questions for the investigator, we can clarify, you know, procedural things or something like that with the investigator. At that point, then we bring in the licensee and open it up to the licensee to make a statement. If there's legal counsel with the licensee, we request that legal counsel lets the licensee speak. And so beyond that, we then open it up to the committee for questions of the licensee, and then when that's all wrapped up, they leave and we do a discussion and move on to the next case. That is for the investigation reports. And then we go through all of those, and then we go back to the public session to actually vote on our recommendations to the board. So that is the protocol. There are, as you probably noticed, investigation reports and then requests for direction. So board staff will get a complaint, or there'll be something coming in from licensing, and those come to us to say, do we need to open up a full-blown investigation, or can that be administratively closed? Any questions on the process for today from new members or old members who heard me just say something that doesn't make sense? So we just need to review and approve the agenda for public session. So we need a motion to approve the agenda.
Moved.
Thank you.
Right.
And can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Agenda is approved. We will now convene into executive session, or we will not.
Well, I was going to say, I could really quickly don't know, like, at some point we should maybe have everybody do a little, we can do it, I guess, during lunch or something, just so everybody can know who everybody is and what they're from.
Well,
we can do that.
Oh, we can do that. We can do that now. We have a couple of minutes, and if you want, that's fine. Would I like to start?
Yes, I would.
I'm Haley Lyons. I am with Curtis Stokes. We are a firm in Eugene. I'm on the audit and assurance side. Today's actually my last day as an employee with Curtis Stokes, because I will be a partner effective on
This way?
Yeah, let's go this way.
All right, I'm Brian Harding. I'm acting CPA. I work at FLIR Systems in Wilsonville. I do infrared manufacturing technology, a global company. I've been there 4 years. Prior to that, I was with KPMG for 11 years in the Portland office. Started in tax, actually worked with Joe a little bit there. Moved to audit and did a little bit of rotation overseas through Amsterdam and London.
I'm Stuart Morris. I'm a public accountant, like Al. And I have been in practice for over 50 years. I've been on the board in some capacity or another for the last 18 years. I haven't been able to find the front door, I guess. I have a sole practitioner, looking forward to retirement someday.
My name is Anthony. I've been with the board for almost 3 years now. Not sure what else to say.
Teresa Gahagan, I've been with the board. I just had my 5-year anniversary. I've been a CPA for almost 30 years, starting out in California, and then in 2009 moved to Oregon and got my, I was not practicing public accountancy when I moved here, but so I became a CPA in Oregon as well in 2013. I've had a wide range of experience from public accounting auditing with one of the big eight, private industry, public practice, not practice, but being a controller for a public firm that was traded on one of the exchanges, and doing consulting. So I've had a really wide range of experience.
My name is Al Krakenberg. I'm a public accountant. I've been a public accountant since 1985, I think, and sole practitioner in Newburg. I've worked as a self-employed practitioner for all that time, and I pretty much concentrate on personal income taxes.
I'm Bryce Wilberger. I'm the managing director of Wise & Company out of Klamath Falls. We're a public accounting firm. I'm doing, focusing in tax, and we have some test work that we have a couple teams do.
Good morning. Sean Wallace. I'm with Perkins & Company. I've been there since in a tax capacity since 2011, so about a year of audit experience behind that. But I've been doing this mainly in market corporate tax work since then. So, senior manager there.
Greg Rogers. I run my own small CPA firm up in Oregon City.
Joe Sullivan. I'm with DeLapp in Lake Oswego. I've been on the committee for a while now, I think like 3.5 years or so, and just happy to see some new faces and new expertise that we can draw from.
I'm Julie Nadeau. I've been with the board for 3 years, and I'm the licensing manager.
Joel Parks, I've been with the board for almost 4 years, almost 5 years, like 4 years, and I take minutes.
Among other things, yeah.
My name is Kimberly Fast. I've been with the board for 25 plus years, recently hired as the director as of December, and
I'm Angie. I'm the attorney for the board. I have been with the board for a little over 2 years. Prior to working for the AG office here, I worked for the AG office in Colorado and did very similar work there. So you'll probably hear me say more often than not in Colorado.
I've gotten better though. Yeah. Or don't talk about that. We're not in public session. Or don't talk about that. We're not in executive session. All of it. Keep this in track. Right.
That's a good reminder though. When we are in public, refer to case numbers, not names.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's very easy to slip up.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. I would never have known that.
Yeah.
Yes. So one thing
we've never screwed up.
No, not ever. Except
for the first only a couple times, right?
At some point, too, we will be probably looking at doing some sort of like training for new people as they come on. This is something to warn you of these sorts of things as they come up. But one of the things that Kim and I worked on is putting together this binder that should be helpful to you newbies and oldies. So just quickly, I want to walk you through what it is so that you know. One of the things I hate about the Oregon statutes and rules is that they're not tabbed. So I went through and tapped them all. So they're so you can read them better. So you know where separate A's and one and all those things. So all of these. So these are the rules and statutes as you know, art, you can find them online, they're just indented in so that they're easier to read. And then you'll pass that, sort of the more helpful things, so from the reporting requirements. So there are reporting requirements that licensees have, that firms have, for their individual licensees, and firms for outside states and all sorts of reporting requirements that are sort of all over the place, which is something that we will probably fix. But this is sort of, I just went through all of the reporting requirements rules and made an outline of like the reporting requirements timeframes and who needs to report on what and for what conduct, and then follow up the reporting requirements that follow the initial reporting. So that's just a useful thing that now when you're looking through any of the reporting inquiries that come in, if you're looking to determine whether or not it was timely reported, that's sort of a good reference to go to determine if it was timely reported. The timeline after discipline imposed, this is something that you guys probably won't use a lot of, but it's just a way to look at, there are certain deadlines for respondents to respond before final orders become final forever, and so this just sort of walks through those things. The next tab is the inquiry procedure for complaints. So you will have noticed in your packet that there are reporting inquiries and then inquiries. So this is the inquiry process, which is when generally an inquiry is just when a complaint has been filed. So normally it's either somebody has filed a complaint with the board, or there's a newspaper article, or something has come up in BOAC, or someone on the board has said we need to look into this. So that's what a general inquiry is. And so this is the procedure for that process. And then the reporting inquiries, those are back to that other tab where all of the things that need to report. So typically what those are actions that a person has received against them in another state for another board, a criminal case, a civil case, SEC, something like that, any of the sort of like regulatory things. And so this is the process that our office goes through. And we're talking in here about these RILs. They're the letters that we send out. So that isn't something you guys need to know about, but I think it's helpful if you're getting your packet and you're like, what was a reporting inquiry again? So I have at least a description of it there. And then you can look through what we do with them after we get them. So if you have a civil case that was reported, if it's not related to Oregon, we don't open a reporting inquiry, so you will not even see that. If the conduct is in some way reported related to Oregon, and is related to CPAs, because a lot of people do report stuff that isn't necessarily related to licensing sometimes, and so we ask this question, is it related to their professional services, business operations, or firm practices? And if it's yes, if it's a civil case, then we look to see if it was complete, yes or no, and with the board staff just sort of goes through this to determine when it needs to come to BOAC for that request for direction. And then when it gets to you, basically the majority of them that you're going to see are civil cases that are reported. So you'll look at the civil case, you'll have the complaint, and then hopefully sometimes some additional documentation, but not always. And then basically what we're asking you to do is, do you think there's enough there that you think that there was a potential violation and that we should open an investigation to look into it? Same thing for the criminal regulatory cases. The regulatory actions you will see from every state because it matters to us, right? If somebody gets revoked for a board in California, on the Board of Accounts in California, we're going to care, obviously, about that conduct here. And I put in here the write-off policy just because it comes up sometimes. This is more for the board that they deal with. When we write off debts, it's come up a few times, so I just figured it was useful to have that in here. And then Circular 230, because everyone loves reading Circular 230. So it just seems like a lot of times we are referencing it in here, so I thought it would be useful to have it in here. So that's a quick little overview of the binder. And what is that?
It's super helpful.
Anything else for a public session before we convene into executive session?
Okay.